Off the Ball. GAA.
But like saying that, Cork and Limerick are definitely up there. They're definitely probably the two favourites with All-Ireland, really looking at for current form or the squads, they probably the team that they potentially could put down on paper.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
And welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at last night's action in the Premier League as Arsenal take a huge step towards the title. Michael Carrick tastes defeat for the first time as Manchester United boss, and Spurs will look to pick up their first win under new boss Igor Tudor when they face Crystal Palace tonight. But first, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta brushed off criticism of their playing style after a 1-0 win away to Brighton moved them 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League with 8 games to play. Brighton boss Fabian Hertzler wasn't happy. The Gunners appeared to be time-wasting. He says it made it a boring game, but Arteta wasn't having any of it.
What a surprise. I mean, you just go back for the previous games and you will find a lot of comments like this always. I love my players and I love the way we compete. Every time they talk about our players, I think they are the most loved ones in the country.
Arsenal took 30 minutes and 51 seconds to restart play, their highest total in a Premier League match this season, according to Opta. Hertzler has questioned how their opponents are approaching the title race.
I'm not sure if I would ask now everyone here in the room, did he really enjoy this football game? I'm sure maybe one raises his arm because he's a big Arsenal fan. But beside that, no chance.
The German coach added only one team tried to play football last night.
Different kind of winning. If they win the Premier League, no one will ask how they win the Premier League. I think you can really feel that they do everything now to win this game. And in the end, it's about the rules. So if the Premier League, if the referee allow everything, then it's difficult. They make their own rules.
And on the football show last night, former Ireland international Keith Tracy joined Owen Sheehan and Arthur O'Dea and said Arsenal have to approach the title race in a different way to Manchester City.
Keith, what have you made of all the talks on Sunday about the grappling and the wrestling and the Arsenal style of play, the reliance on set pieces, and the constant sense of doom when it comes to the conversations around this club? And to be fair, an extension of that being them leading the league and where the Premier League is at the moment.
I don't think it's a new conversation. I think there's always been grappling from every set piece, from balls into the box, from free kicks, from corner kicks especially. So I don't think it's anything new. The fact that it's been highlighted all of a sudden in an Arsenal vein is sort of annoying because Arsenal are being, you know, set pieces. It's all to do with Arsenal. But if Mikel Arteta sat down with the Arsenal team at the start of the season and said, look lads, our ambition is to win the league, how's our best bet to go about it? Can we outplay Manchester City over the 38 game league? Probably not. Very, very difficult thing to do, to play better football over 38 games than Manchester City. So you're going to have to go about it a different way. So they play some good football. There's a mixture of good football. They rely on the defence as they are doing tonight against Brighton. They rely on set pieces. They lean into game management and the dark arts. I have absolutely no problem with that because sometimes a team is too good to go toe-to-toe with. And look, over a cup final, as Arsenal have Manchester City in the EFL Cup final, over a 90-minute game, okay, you can go toe-to-toe. You're possibly going to beat them. But over 38 Premier League games, I don't think Arsenal can have that sort of game plan. I think it has to be a little bit of a mixture. And what's the point in having brilliant defenders if you're not going to have them defend? And look, I wouldn't want to be relying on them as much as we are tonight against Brighton. And David Raya has made some brilliant saves. But every Premier League winning team over the last God knows how many years has had an instrumental goalkeeper. And David Raya is an instrumental goalkeeper. We have a solid defence at the best of times. And we've outscored Manchester City. I know people will put the stipulations of set pieces and scored. Arsenal have scored 9 game-winning goals from corners in the league this season. That sort of stuff doesn't bother me. If anything, it's good reading. And when you hear Arne Slot talking about not really liking watching the game of football anymore, it's like telling the boxer in the opposition dressing room what you don't like him doing. Do more of it. Just do more of it.
Yeah.
That's available to listen back to in full in your OTB Football podcast feed now. Meanwhile, Mikel Arteta was full of praise for his match winner, Bukayo Saka, who scored on his 300th appearance for the club. Arteta says he couldn't be more pleased for Saka on a landmark night for him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable numbers at his age to produce the amount of games. To do it in the manner that he's done it and the stats that he's got related to those games is just incredible. So a big night for him.
As that Arsenal game was going on, Manchester City were busy drawing 2-2 with Nottingham Forest at the Etihad. City were ahead twice in the game thanks to goals from Antoine Semenyo and Rodri, but superb goals from Morgan Gibbs-White and Elliot Anderson earned a point for Forest, which kept them out of the relegation zone on goal difference. City boss Pep Guardiola says apart from not making the most of striker Erling Haaland's physical presence, he couldn't be too critical of his players.
We miss maybe look for contact more with Erling with his incredible movements. We had to look for a little bit more, but a part of that, Genoa was well played.
Manchester United suffered their first defeat under interim coach Michael Carrick. They were beaten 2-1 away to Newcastle. That's despite playing against 10 men for all of the second half after Jacob Ramsey was sent off for the home side. William Asula was the match winner for the Geordies with a stunning goal in injury time. Carrick didn't try and gloss over a below par night at St James's.
We can be an awful lot better. You know, we've put ourselves in a good position, in a decent position with the performances and the results that we've had. Tonight hurts.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe revealed after the match that Asula practiced his match-winning shot multiple times in training.
You've probably heard already. I mean, Will asked after training for 10 more balls. He wanted 10 more finishes and a carbon copy of the goal he scored today. And he scored 8 out of 10. And that's all credit to the player because he wanted it. He wanted to do more before he went in. And I'm a great believer in do the work, you get the reward.
Chelsea head coach Lima Senior was full of praise for João Pedro after he scored a hat-trick in their 4-1 win away to Aston Villa. He has 14 league goals this season, so Chelsea are up to fifth place. Rossignol says he's delighted for the Brazilian.
Top player, I think he's growing in confidence. I think his hold-up play, the energy he puts into the team in terms of his press, his movement, his goal with the left foot is world-class. The finish is magnificent. But actually, I'm really, really delighted with his two tap-ins that he got. He was in the right place at the right time. We've worked hard with him on that.
West Ham kept their hopes of avoiding relegation alive with an impressive 1-0 win away to Fulham. Crescencio Somerville was the match winner yet again. 7 goals now in his last 10 games in all competitions. Manager Nuno Espirito Santo is feeling positive about his side's survival chances.
Special night because we did a good game in a tough, tough stadium against a very good team with a good manager, with fantastic players. We know how hard it is to come here and to achieve a result. That's what pleases the most.
West Ham stay in the relegation zone, but it's only goal difference that has them there.
Di Stefano. There's always tenor when he moves. And it's 7-2. Oh, I love this.
From the barrios of Buenos Aires to the roaring nights of Madrid, this episode traces the extraordinary journey of Alfredo Di Stefano, the visionary who redefined modern football. Born in Argentina, forged in the breakaway leagues of Colombia with Millonarios and immortalised in Spain, he became the heartbeat of a dynasty. But what if the man they called La Saeta Rubia had taken a different path and gone to Real Madrid's biggest rivals, Barcelona? Find out on episode 6 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors podcast as to how European football could have been changed as we know it. Coming to you this Monday in your OTB Football podcast feed for free.
Meanwhile, Tottenham interim boss Igor Tudor says talk about them being relegated is best kept for the pub. They're a point ahead of West Ham and Nottingham Forest heading into tonight's game at home to Crystal Palace. Tudor says they're trying to ignore the outside pressure that comes with their poor run of form.
To work on mentality, how to work, how defending better. As I said, these are all the things the fans can speak between them and journalists and you as well, but we try to not, our toes not go in that direction.
Palace are the last team that Tottenham beat in the Premier League, and that was at the end of December. Since then, Brennan Johnson has signed for Crystal Palace, so he returns to Tottenham, and manager Oliver Glasner is still convinced he'll turn into a great signing. The Wales international scored the goal that won Spurs the Europa League last season before he moved to Selhurst Park in January. He is still yet to score a goal for Palace, but Glasner thinks he'll come good.
He would like to score like every attacking player and this, so. But I see his effort in training. I just spoke to him, such a great player. He has all the skills that are needed. He has everything.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Celtic's 2-1 win away to Aberdeen has kept them in the Scottish Premiership title hunt.
Now Araujo decided against shooting. Forrest slips it across. And Negrin pokes it away. The substitutes come on. to considerable effect to restore Celtic's lead. And it's a familiar goal scorer in the end, in Benjamin Nygren.
The defending champions are now 5 points behind leaders Hearts. They're also up to second, a point ahead of Rangers. Manager Martin O'Neill says his players showed great character to back up their performance from last weekend's draw in the derby against Rangers.
It's been a great effort by the team. Really, really great effort. To win this game tonight was very, very important for us. It helps us in that sense, you know, still a long, long way to go for us.
EFL clubs have voted in favour of expanding the Championship playoffs from 4 to 6 teams. The new system will mirror the format used in the National League and will come in for next season. Clubs finishing 3rd and 4th will progress directly to the semi-final, while a one-legged quarter-final will be played with 5th at home to 8th and 6th hosting 7th. Semi-finals will remain over 2 legs and the final will still take place at Wembley at the end of May. And Troy Parrott had a hand in AZ Alkmaar's second goal as they won 2-1 last night to advance to the Dutch Cup final once again. Parrott was brought back into the starting 11 after being rotated for the weekend loss at Utrecht. AZ will face NEC Nijmegen in the final after they beat league leaders PSV 3-2 in Tuesday's semi-final. Parrott scored in last year's cup final but ended up on the losing side against Go Ahead Eagles. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.